All right. Welcome, everyone, to the March 27th, 2025 meeting of the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals. My name is Cody Smith. I'm the Planning and Zoning Director for Bethel Township. And we are called to order at 6:31 this evening. I will start with the roll. Mr. Stouter?
Here.
Ms. O'Quinn?
Here.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Here.
And Ms. Bai?
Here.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to read an opening statement here that talks about the process of the Board of Zoning Appeals, their authority, and how the meeting is going to be run for this evening. So this body is a quasi-judicial board. The board does not answer to the Bethel Township trustees, and once a decision is made, it can only be appealed through the Miami County Common Pleas Court. All legal notices for cases being heard tonight were placed in the Troy Daily News and sent to relevant residents. Testimony on cases is sworn and can be used in court proceedings. The chairperson will call for testimony describing the case, supporting the case, and then against the case in turn. Unless tabled, an approval of the case will allow the conditional use to take effect in 10 days. The meeting will be conducted as follows. Introduction of board members and staff, and then myself. I will present the conditional use case for this evening. The applicant or representative of will be asked to come to the podium, state their name and address, and be sworn in. The applicant can add any additional questions or information to the conditional use that they are requesting. Board members will ask the applicant and staff questions regarding the conditional use if they have any. At that point, comments will be open to those in support of the conditional use. Each speaker will be asked to come to the podium, state their name, address, and be sworn in. Comments will then be open to those in opposition of the conditional use, and those speakers will be asked to come in, state their name, address, and be sworn in. Finally, the discussion for both the public comments and the applicant comments will be closed, and the board will deliberate and make its decision and present the motion for the variance, and a vote will be taken. Staff will then discuss the next steps once the outcome of the case has resulted in approval or dismissal. There is only one case for the evening, but if there were more cases, the next case would then be heard in the same fashion following the conclusion of that case. The minutes for the previous meeting will then be reviewed and approved or corrected, and then we will adjourn the meeting at that point for the evening. So first order of business on the agenda for this evening is to elect a chair and a vice chair for the 2025 meetings. Is there a motion on the floor to nominate a chair and vice chair for 2025?
I'll nominate Nikki to chair.
Ted?
Want to be vice?
Not really.
And vice chair?
You're nominating yourself.
I'll do it. That's
all right. Okay. All right. So there is a motion on the floor to nominate Ms. O'Quinn as the chair of this board and Ms. Kiplinger as the vice chair. Motion was made by Mr. Stouter. Is there a second?
No.
Okay. Would you mind?
Yeah.
All right. I will now call the vote on the motion. Mr. Stouter?
Yes.
Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
And Ms. Vai?
Yes.
All right. With that motion, we have elected our new chair and vice chair for the sessions in 2025. And now the next item on the agenda is to hear the first case for the evening, which is conditional use 0125. And at this point, I will turn it over to the chair, Mr. Stouter. And I have... or Ms. O'Quinn, sorry. I apologize. You will pass that down. I'm passing down the sheet to you that's got the oath that needs to be read to the everybody that gives testimony for the evening. So I will turn the floor over to you, and we'll hear the first case.
Okay. First case tonight, CU01-25, a request from Tommy Lamad for a conditional use for a single-family dwelling at 8415 State Route 202, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, a three-acre parcel, currently zoned R1 AAA. Conditional use is contingent upon the parcel being rezoned to B3, a is Miami County Parcel ID number 801-040330.
All right. And I can read the rest of the report if you prefer for this evening.
Okay.
All right, so the applicant and property owner is Khamid Mahmoud. The address in question is 8415 State Route 202, Tip City, Ohio, 45371. Currently zoned R1 AAA, which is residential district. Location of the parcel is the 10th parcel south of Ross Road on the east side of State Route 202. Existing use is residential, and under the Bethel land use plan, it is rural. Surrounding land uses are all A2, general agriculture, with the exception of to the west of the property is A1, which is domestic agriculture. There is 246 feet of road frontage. The property is on well and septic, and the following case for the rezoning was recommended for denial by the County Planning Commission. So as you can see up on the board here, or on the screen, the parcel in question is right here. Yellow is R1 AAA, and then you can see the surrounding A2, and then the section of A1 here. There is some residential north of the parcel. And there is one section, two parcels to the north, that is zoned B3 for business. And that is the Alpaca Textiles business that's right there on 202. Here is an aerial map of the vicinity of the property. So we are talking about this parcel right here. And again, you can see A2 in this area with residential and some, this is the parcel zone B3. And then over here we have the A1. Site plan for the parcel. So we have the residence here on the south side of the parcel. And then this is where the proposed, or this is where the residence is, that if it is rezoned to B3, where that will be at. And then, this conditional use is contingent upon that rezoning. And the rezoning is for B3 to have a business in the warehouse section of the property here. This is a street view of the property, so obviously you can see the residence. And then this is the warehouse and the loading docks that were seen here.
That's
is that incorrect?
Yeah, that's the garage.
Okay.
Roof is the garage. The loading dock is on the north side of that.
Okay, gotcha. Right. Good evening. Good evening. I'll be going to sign in here, and I don't know if there's an extra chair there. Thank you. All right. So that concludes the staff report. At this time, I'll turn it back over to the chair to you to call for testimony in the case.
My name is Sam, last name is Mahmoud. I'm representing my brother, Khamid Mahmoud. My address is 9028 South Lakeside Street, Tip City, Ohio, 45371.
Alrighty, I'm going to swear you in. You say aye. State your name.
Samet Mahmoud.
Do swear that the testimony I give.
Do swear that testimony I give.
In the case now in hearing shall be the truth.
In the case now in hearing shall be the truth.
The whole truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
And nothing but the truth.
Thank you.
I swear. Okay, so the business we, the warehouse we apply to turn into a business. It's that, can I
get
your overview?
Do you want this view?
Yeah. The view, this warehouse, before my brother purchased it, it ran as a business. It was electric company, as you, some of you might know. They used the loading dock. They used the warehouse had built-in bathrooms, the propane heating system, and the bathrooms is connected to a septic current septic system that it has. So the business we're trying to move to, it won't be any heavy equipment. It would be, I don't know if you guys are familiar with CrossFit gyms. They're not very traffic gyms. Occupies only 3 hours a day. Morning session classes, it's 1 hour. And some of the days, 4:30 and 5:30 afternoon classes. Beside that, building is empty. Not much of traffic. We're not asking for any business signs or boards. Basically what I'm trying to say, it won't be as a business with lots of traffic. Parking place would be on north side of this building. I sent some of the pictures, and I do have some of the pictures with me here. South side and north side of that area can feed up to 18 to 20 cars. And plus, the fence on the north side is pretty old. I'm trying to put the new fencing so it won't bother neighbors. And if you guys require, I might put some fencing towards the front side of it too, so it won't be visible from Troy. And also, there is not going to be any adding buildings or add up from outside. Everything, as you see, it's going to be like that. It has a couple main big door that Cody mentioned, the loading dock. It won't be used, obviously, for loading dock. It would be just for having fresh air, you know, open up the door, big door. Has a door on the back side of it and a couple doors on the front and south side of that building. And as I bring these pictures here, it has current propane connected heating system. Also have a bathroom. We probably modify it with the shower. That's all it's gonna be. And that's it. And building the warehouse is 3,900 square feet.
3,500.
It was around 3,500. Yeah.
35?
For the square footage. Yep.
Can you speak to why it was recommended for denial by the county planning department?
Yeah. So they were primarily, well, so I will say they were primarily concerned with the fact that the property is not on water and sewer, so it's well and septic. They're also concerned with, in relation to that, putting showers in and the strains on the system with doing those sorts of things. And they were also concerned about the character of the neighborhood with running a business out of a primarily agricultural and residential area, were the two biggest concerns.
Okay. There's a business, two properties up.
There is, and they did not speak to that. I don't know if they had all of the information at that point about what the business to the north of the property was, what it's being ran as, and they were only talking about the rezoning of this property. So that was not a consideration
in their
denial.
How did it work when there was a business previously? Was it just...
So, to the best of my knowledge, the business that was run previously out of this had been there prior to the implementation of the current zoning code.
Okay.
And so they were not bound by... Yeah, essentially. Yeah, and that's I think part of it.
So it's almost catching up.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, because the current zoning code in Bethel Township was put in place in 2007, and I know that business was being run, I mean, back in the 80s. So it predated a lot of the current zoning regulations.
Has the health department been there to look at it?
I do not to my knowledge. I'm also not positive if that is required. I don't believe it is. It may be for the actual running of the gym, but as far as the township is concerned, we have not had them give an opinion on them.
Because I would think the big linchpin on this business being in there at all is going to be the health department.
It's possible.
Because you're looking at... As an ex-gym rat, I look at this as a fitness facility. My expectations of it would be you have heat, you have light, you have obviously fitness equipment, and you have locker rooms and showers. You mentioned only one. Mm-hmm. Unless you have only gentlemen, I would assume you'd have a couple of ladies that would do this. I knew ladies that did this.
Yes, but current gym we running right now,
mm-hmm.
It's on the west side of the Old Troy on Gibson.
Yep.
CrossFit gym. Has two bathrooms. But they're not specific gender bathrooms. And for the lockers, they're separate. They're not like built-in lockers with the bathrooms,
mm-hmm.
as bigger gyms have. And as far as, like I was saying earlier, that CrossFit's, I don't know if you guys are familiar with CrossFit's, they're not as busy as regular gyms. They're not 8 to 5 or 8 to... They're only specific hours for members to come in and exercise. And
mm-hmm.
as far as I mentioned earlier, parking for 20 cars, I hardly think that it's going to be the case. It would be up to 5 to 10 cars per visit.
If you have the facility on Gibson now, why are you wanting to move it?
Well, basically they're kicking us out, and they by raising the rent almost every 6 months, it's been up to the point that we either got to shut down or move somewhere else.
Is someone currently living in that home?
Yes, my parents.
And they would continue to live there, because that's what this request is for, correct? Is for the continual use of the resident.
Yes.
Yeah, I will point out on that note, just as a clarification for the audience. So the hearing that we're in currently is for a conditional use to continue to use the residence, contingent upon the property being rezoned to B3, which is a neighborhood business district. And at the conclusion of this meeting at 7:30 this evening, the Bethel Township Zoning Commission will be hearing the actual rezoning portion of the case. And then that will go on to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees for their final approval or denial on the rezoning aspect of the case. But yeah, just for clarification's sake, this is for the conditional use on the residence as under the Bethel Township zoning resolution. If the property were to be rezoned to B3, they would need a conditional use permit to continue to live in the residence. So just for clarification for the record.
So if we voted against this, we'd be saying they could not live there?
That is, if the rezoning were to go through. If this hearing
okay.
is contingent upon the rezoning
going through. Oh, okay, so
going
this
through.
Really isn't tied to the business at all. This is tied to the residents.
That is correct,
okay.
Yes. Legally, that is what this hearing is on
okay.
currently. Yep. Yeah, but it's because the cases are obviously intertwined, and this is contingent upon the rezoning. That's why the information was sent out, just so that the whole case was presented to the board.
Gotcha.
So it's not really, I'm familiar with, I do CrossFit at Center in Tip City, so I'm familiar. So we're basically here just to decide whether these people can live in the residence if that's zoned as a business. And it doesn't matter to us, or does it, because I am a little confused, whether the planning because the county that's more relevant to the next meeting than this one, correct?
That is correct. Okay. Yep. So the County Planning Commission heard the case, recommended it for denial, but again, that's a recommendation to the Zoning Commission and the Board of Township Trustees. It has no legal weight to it. It's merely a recommendation to those two bodies. But yeah, so this case before us currently is, as you said, Ms. Vai, to hear and see if they are going to still be able to live in the residence if the rezoning goes through and the property is rezoned as a business and have the business run out of it.
So other than the alpaca farm, do we know if there's any other places around or in the township with this type of zoning?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
So in the alpaca farm, the shed had a different type. It was a B3.
That's the same one as
B3.
Yeah, it'd be the same zoning classification that this would be.
I was just noticing the fact that it was pink.
Yeah, so pink would be B3 under okay. the color-coded zoning map that's online.
Right,
yep.
Yeah.
That's
fair. Right. Yeah, the argument's not for us. It's mm-hmm. for the next meeting. Yeah. We're just, yeah. So, okay. But in general, I think I'm curious on the county's recommendation in general. Because, like, every business in the township that's not connected to water and sewer would have a similar. So, if you can just ask those types of questions.
The
next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like that was the thing that surprised me the most, because I don't remember them. Every time anyone has their first meeting here, it's a unique case. So I knew as soon as I saw your name on the email, something was going to be a little different than this one. So, okay. I have no further questions.
Yeah, but I can see where the county's concern would be, because I'm pretty sure it's an old septic system, too. Mm-hmm.
I don't have details on that.
Even at a 5-day a week, three classes a day, that's more washing and showering than the average family. And toilet use, but that's not our deal. That's not our deal, but that's where I see the counties coming from.
I'm a resident. I live on 40 here. My name is Mike Riley. I'm a member of the gym. And I know Sam. I go to the gym. I go to a class a day. And I know the showers are there.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but testimony has to be sworn. So they'll call in just a moment for folks in support of.
We'll go to the audience next.
Okay, yep.
Cool.
Thank you.
You'll get your chance.
Okay.
I think you said thank you. And then.
Okay. Comments will be open to those in support of variance. Each speaker will be asked to come to the podium, state your name and address, and be sworn in. So, anybody speaking for?
Should we just keep this towards the residents?
Yes, yes, correct.
This is for the residents. As far as the zoning, as far as the actual zoning, that's the next meeting.
Correct.
So if you have
a big speech plan.
If you have a big speech plan, save it for the next meeting. For this meeting, we're just deciding the residents.
For or against?
For, this is for, speak for the residents. For the residents to be there if the property is zoned to business. Anybody to speak for? Having no comments for, let's hear comments to those in opposition of the residents remaining on that property if it's zoned for business.
My name is Janice Lewis. I live at 8225 South State Route 202.
Before you go, yes, we're in.
Yes.
I state your name.
I, Janice Royce.
Do swear that the testimony I give.
Do swear that the testimony I give.
In the case now in hearing shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
The case now in hearing shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I did say 8225 South State.
Yes, you did. You gave us your address.
Okay, I live next to the B3 business.
Mm-hmm.
The B3 business went in 67.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a hairdresser. She had two little hoods they put on.
In fact, the prom,
I went to her and had my hair done, and it looked like every other girl. You know, I went home, washed it, and did it. You know, that was it. That was my first hairdressing experience, and probably one of my last. But okay, one thing I question is that this is kind of like the cart before the horse. I mean, the zoning hasn't gone through. And it seems like this goes through in 10 days. The zoning will not be through in 10 days. So the conditional use will be standing on R1 AAA property, contingent upon it getting, okay. And then it goes out in what? 6 months or something if the conditional use them.
I believe it's a year
okay,
it would expire.
Something
yep.
like that. Okay. One thing, excuse me. I'm not used to speaking. Okay, existing bathrooms. That was a big question because I used to be the zoning inspector of the township for 12 years in the late 90s and the early 2000s. And before we had site plans, we would show exactly where the septic system was, where the wells are, any kind of property lines, how far from the property lines, where the parking would be exactly, so when they came to you, you would have a good idea of what was going on, because we had so much trouble with sewer and water.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one reason, that. Let's see. Wondering about with sewer and water, they're going to add the shower, he said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The health department, it's probably in here somewhere. I would guess the leach system, because this kind of goes down.
Yeah.
You can see a big drainage
yeah.
going through there, and the water really flies through there.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to have, where would be the well?
It would have to be up front.
Maybe up front. Usually the health department likes the leach system plus a place for another leach system. With both these businesses going in, that is
well, there's only one business going in on this property.
But the house would
the
have
house.
To have, yes.
The house,
should
the house
have
is still a house.
Or they have to have that. So that's really, that's
Yeah.
And the wells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because now one thing, there is sewer, a 3-inch pipe of sewer that goes through in front of this property. Yes. Mr. Hurt,
too.
Right?
Yeah, it's a high pressure
sewer
line. So anybody that wants to do anything, I'm sure, would be forced to put in a lift pump and a pressurized pump.
I did talk with the county sanitary engineer, and they said there is the line there, but they'd have to put in a force main to.
And that's about $13,000. I checked with it myself to be sure. There is no water there.
Right.
So you're going to be using water for the house on that well. You're going to be using the house, it's probably two bathrooms, I would guess. One bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
One bathroom, washing machine, dishwasher, maybe, I don't know. Then you've got the business, the showers, you've got the, I don't know if you'll have to have for the fire department, will they have to have sprinkler systems? But this is a closed in building.
Well, that would be thing that he would have. That would be different people.
But I mean, that is thing you have to take into consideration,
right.
All the use of water.
Yeah, and
that's a very important thing in that area.
Right, and
because the county wasn't going to bring water up there, but they had no interest in the area. So they gave the money to Castown.
Okay.
CrossFit, not so busy. I did look up the times, and this is for CrossFit Heights that you've got.
Mm-hmm.
You're on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay. Now the hours are rather different. Early in the morning, 5:45 to 6:45. This is Monday. 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And Monday is adult jiu-jitsu from 6 to 7:45. That goes on Tuesday. There's Wednesday. And they have, I think, kids jiu-jitsu on Tuesday. And that's about the same in the morning. 6 to 7, something like that. Then you got 4:30 to 5:30, 5:30 to 6:30. And 6 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. That. So I'm just saying that there's a lot of hours. And if you would like, this is handwritten, but it's, you know, I don't know if you want to see it. And it is open on Saturdays and Sundays. Saturday, members only, 8:30, community, and 8:30 to 9:30, and jiu-jitsu, 11 a.m. Now, they might change their hours, I don't know. And Sundays, open gym, from 11 to 1. So, that's something interesting. Right now, they have showers, locker room, gear and apparel they sell, kids area, drinks and snacks for sale. Like I said, the fire protection, that might be something you'd be very interested in with the water, and also that maybe the fire department would be looking into that about the water use. So that's why I think maybe you can table this till you get some more information to it.
We're just voting on the conditional use of the
house.
So now all of that stuff that you just brought up is very relevant for the next meeting, which will be the zoning.
Okay.
Because I kind of have, I looked at a lot of that stuff myself, even though I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my other things that I caught on that was the current facility is 5,000 square feet, and this one's only 3,500.
Mm-hmm. So that makes a big difference too. You're right. But the drainage. We have to worry about that still.
Yeah, and that was my other concern, even though it's not my concern with this meeting.
Right.
Was well
and something. Giving a conditional use for the use of residents, if they decide after a month even, they don't want to use, you know, the parents find another house, or they want a small house, a smaller house, that will go right into the business then. So, just kind of wanted to go through that instead of say that and make you aware of the health department.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody else want to speak against the?
I'm against, but I'm not sure that I. Janice and I have already talked because we're kind of neighbors. Should I talk now because it's kind of on the lines of Janice, and I don't know if I should talk now or later.
It doesn't deal with the conditional use of a single family dwelling.
Well, I'm a little confused about that because to me, it's like Janice said, you're getting the cart before the horse. And I understand what you're saying, but to understand, this will be if he can live in the house, if he gets the zoning.
They can continue to live in the house.
Yeah, we're sort of...
I know.
Breaking the rules there.
No, it's not really breaking the rules.
No.
The whole thing is, if it's if it's not rezoned, this is a mute point.
Okay.
But if it is rezoned...
Well, I get that. So, but I don't understand why this meeting and then the other meeting, because it seems to me like the other meeting is more important than this meeting.
So I can provide some clarification on that. If you would, though, if you would please come up and state your name. Just, we have to have sworn testimony.
I just don't want to waste anybody's
time. So while she's coming up, so the reason that it is... we're doing it the way that it is because of the timeline. If the rezoning goes through and then we have to wait until the next set of meetings to hear the conditional use, now we have folks that are living illegally in a B3 zoned parcel.
Right.
So it's important to put it this way so and make it contingent upon the rezoning. So that way, if the rezoning were to go through and it is a zoned B3 property, we don't have those folks living there illegally, putting them in, you know, in illegal status on the parcel.
There are a couple things I'd like to ask, and I'm not sure really. Do you want to swear me in or what?
Let's swear in. Please state your name and address.
Connie Elam, 4510 Ross Road. I live right at the corner of Ross and 202, Tip City, Ohio, 45379.
All right. Here we go with the statement. I state your name.
I, Connie Elam.
Do swear that the testimony I give.
Do swear that the testimony I give.
In the case now in hearing shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
In the case that we're now hearing, it will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. I would like to ask the gentleman a question. When Levesque's was, when they were there, there was not only a house, there was an apartment. Is there still an apartment there? There was two living quarters.
Yes.
Apartment. In the residence you're talking
mm-hmm.
about, there was an apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Was there an apartment in the residence?
It was about.
I was not made aware of any apartment
well,
that was in
there. Well, that's why I bring this up. It's just something I think there are a few points that we need to maybe direct our attention to. Now, whether it's been converted, I don't know that. I have been. I've been there all my life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, left when I got married and came back. And I know the people that even originally owned the farm. But I believe it was Levesque's. Jerry, you might know.
That I wasn't aware that there was an extra apartment in there.
And I don't know, it was another living quarters, whether they actually considered it, you know, an apartment. But they, and I don't know how, if they ever rented it, how they used it. But I think when Levesque's
well,
went there, they used it for office.
When Levesque really, when they bought the property,
mm-hmm.
it was strictly residential.
Right.
And he started the business just as a small business.
Correct.
And nobody ever questioned it or anything. It was used as a business before Levesque ever bought it
mm-hmm.
when Bob Holson had it.
Right.
And it was, at that time, the same type of thing. He lived there and started the... He bought and sold lathes and all kinds of heavy...
Right.
Machinery for mostly machining work.
But and, I guess my question is, at one point there was kind of another living quarters there. I don't know if over the years, because I knew when the Holtzmans were there, I don't know if it's there, been converted. At some point I thought they may have been using it for offices. I hate to question here, but I'm hard-pressed to believe there's one bathroom.
No, it was completely... They took all this, the kitchen and everything out after
okay.
Levesque moved out
okay.
and bought the other property on Eggenbroad. And they used it strictly for offices at
okay.
that point.
Okay. And that may have been when that particular part of the, what was at one point or another a living quarters may have been taken away.
I wasn't aware that anybody
yeah.
lived in there.
I knew the Holtzmans well in their place.
Can I clarify?
Yeah,
that?
Please, clarify.
Before we bought this place, Ben did not approve for a resident because it wasn't a set for residential use. So the bank basically forced us to hire a contractor to put up a bathroom and closets on two rooms. After that, bank gave the approval.
And that's in the house?
That's in the house, yeah. It's only one bathroom with the shower and two closets that were built in before purchasing the residence.
Yeah,
it was converted.
There wasn't any kitchen in it either, was there?
There was kitchen.
But there was absolutely
there
no bathroom, even though it was a business. You were forced to put a bathroom
It was bathroom, but it was divided to male
okay.
and female.
No, gendered.
Yeah.
Now, there's just one other thing, and it's probably the wrong meeting, okay? I was co-chair of several years ago, it might have been the 2007 thing, and the township spent quite a bit of money to hire a consulting firm out of Cincinnati. We did it a couple times. I want to say it was in the 40-some thousands.
Mm-hmm.
A land use plan was drawn up, and if you look at the land use plan, it says... No spot zoning in that entire area. So that may be the wrong meeting to bring that up, but I think it would be kind of a shame to have spent that much time and that much money.
We just went through the hoops with a new land use plan. I'm not sure if it was ever finalized.
It was not.
It's not.
Yep.
No,
we're still
finalized.
We're still
you know,
in the process.
And I know for a fact that there were two that I sat on, and it was quite a bit of money. And it seems to me like, no offense, But if we're going to spend this kind of money and we're going to do this and spend this much time and effort, maybe we ought to kind of really stick to some of these plans because there was an effort put forth.
Mm-hmm. That land use plan is still in effect.
Yes, we looked it up and we thought it was.
Yep, that is correct.
But I would like for some consideration to be given to that because it's a lot of taxpayers' money that was spent on that particular plan. I have nothing against any of this other than the other thing, when you make these types of decisions, I remember another incident, and I'm not going to cite it, but it was many years ago, and, you know, and it used to be, Jerry would know this, the township was small, and people would say, well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to have two employees, I'm going to do this, and there was a handshake, and everybody was happy, because that's the kind of community we lived in. Now, the whole dynamic has changed, but personally, I think there needs to be, from his end, a complete and very concise plan that is documented and that you can work from, because a verbal when you have a verbal saying, if he sells next week and we did this, it's probably not going to stay a CrossFit. It could become many other things. Mm-hmm. And I think that most of us are very concerned about that. But I probably need to speak during the next meeting, so that's all.
Thank you.
Anyone else care to come forward and speak against the current zoning?
I think we may have one more.
Okay. Kim at the 7575 East State Route 40.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I state your name.
I, Kim at Dick.
Do you swear that the testimony I give in the case now in hearing?
Do you swear that the testimony I give in the case now hearing?
Shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Okay, I'm not in favor of it. The reason being is the highest and best use for that particular location and the location all along there is, as Connie said, according to our strategic plan, and even in the new plan, is residential. And highest and best use dictates what we should be allowing there. Now, even though we've, as some of you think, put the cart before the horse, that's really not it. As Jerry mentioned, we have to do it this way, as you know. We have to say, yes, this man can either live there, subject to him getting this other zoning to run his business out of. And once that happens, then the house is free and clear for him to live in. Levesque's never had the same setup as what is going to go in there now. There was very little, if any, retail sales where people were actually coming in and going out religiously all the time. We didn't have that. There's not been an ODOT report on any business along that street as far as traffic, ingress, egress, in years. So we don't have that either. And there will be some issue with ingress, egress coming from that building with the number of cars and the people going in and the people coming out, and how that's going to play out in terms of somebody having an accident on 202. That's a given. You can't get around it. It's, you know, that traffic going through there daily is more than what it's ever been. And we all know that. So for that reason, I would probably say no to the change here if it were me. But it's not me, it's you. You make the decision. As far as what someone said here, as far as the sprinklers and the adjustment on the building and so forth, that goes through Rob England. And he will be making the decision, if this is passed on that facility, as to how they're going to have to update it, what's going to have to go there. And sprinklers probably will have to go in, and there'll have to be some updating to the building as far as handicap accessibility and all of that, but we don't control that, you mm-hmm. know that. But what my point is, it changes the dynamics of the neighborhood itself, and that's the big thing. The dynamics of the neighborhood right now is rural farm area, residential people living there,
and not business. It's just not the same. And if you put a business in the heart of what is now residential, you change that dynamic. And that is not what we spent our money on. We said, back when Jerry mentioned the date, we approved it, and it's still in effect, that we wanted that area to remain rural and residential. And again, by changing and allowing the B3 zoning, you change that.
We're only dealing with the residents.
I know, but you're not. When you change the B3, you move on to the other.
It's not us, that's the zoning board.
Yes, I know that. But by allowing him to stay, he moves on.
It moves on anyhow.
Well, they could, yeah. You're right, Gary.
It'll move on
yep.
no matter what they do.
Yep, you're right. You're right, it will.
Like I said, our focus is pretty narrow as to whether they can have a residence with the business zoning. So the zoning is the next meeting. Are there any other comments, concerns? If not, we're formally going to close the public comments and applicant comments, and we'll discuss.
Do you guys have anything else? Or I'm going to make a motion to vote. All right, I'll make a motion to vote.
All right, is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, thank you. Mr. Stouter?
Yes.
Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
And Ms. Vine?
Yes.
All right, this motion carries 4-0. Sam, I will be in contact with you about next steps as far as the conditional use is concerned, okay? I think the next item on the agenda is we have a set of meeting minutes from February to approve.
Correct.
Yes.
There's a copy of the minutes at each of your all stations up here, so if we want to take a moment to review those, if you have any corrections for me, let me know. I will take a motion to approve whenever we are ready.
Motion to approve the minutes from February 27th.
Okay, second?
Second.
Mr. Stouter?
Yes.
Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
All right, and that concludes the business for today, as far as I believe. So is there a motion for, I guess before I ask for a motion for adjournment, is there anything else from the board for this evening?
Nope.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
A motion to adjourn.
Second?
No, I
second.
Oh.
I'll put.
Give us
yeah.
a second.
We go fast. When
that's right. Yeah. Like, right. Leave. Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Well, this motion or this meeting stands adjourned at 7:18.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all very much for being here. For the audience, we're going to do a quick changeover, and then the next meeting should start at 7:30 this evening. So, got about 10 or 11 minutes here.
So, 9 out of 10 of these is a form variance, like 30 feet.
The timing
and they're really easy. Every time in the person comes, I promise you, it's a weirdness.
No, that.
But they wouldn't do it.